Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav, and we will begin 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Hei Omid Beis, Boyimine Rav Huna Meirav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Hei Omid Aleph brought one of the most famous memories of Rav and Shas. On my Rav, Rav says, Basar meat, Kivan Shenesalim Minahayin Asar. If somebody has kosher meat, he leaves it on his table. He walked away, Rashi says, for a sha achas, for a short period of time. He comes back and the piece of meat is there. Says Rav, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The reason is, we're concerned, shema neschalef ben avela. Maybe the kosher meat that you left on the table is not the same meat that's there right now. Maybe that meat was taken away. The meat that's here now is basin avela. As a result, it's a halacha that we're all familiar with. Basar shenesalim and ayin. The makar is mesechtes chulin daf tzadik hei amid aleph shitas rav. Says the Gemara, boy b'nei Rav Huna meirav. Rav Huna was one of Rav's great talmidim, and he asked his Rebbe the following question: Rebbe, you said basar shenesalim and ayin is asa b'charuzin mahu. What would be if the meat that you left on your table was strung on a cord, meaning there was a simen, and now you come back and you find meat that's strung on a cord exactly the way you left it? Does that make a difference or does that not make a difference? Meaning, what if you have a simen on the meat? Do you still say basar shenesalim and ayin is asur? Or maybe, being that the whole iser of basar shenesalim and ayin is predicated on a concern, shemen eschalef ben avela, here that you have a simen that it's not a different piece of meat, maybe over here it's going to be okay. Amale, so Rav told Rav Huna, al tehi shoyte becharuzin, meaning, hareza simen. So he told him in rather dramatically that, of course, if there's a simen, there's no question that in that case it's going to be okay. You could tell me some had a different version of this halach. Am Rav Huna marav. It's not that Rav Huna asked the shaila to Rav and Rav told him, al tehi shoyte becharuzin, but rather Rav Huna walked into Beis Medrash one day and he said that even though Rav said, Bosh sen esalman ayin is if, however, it was strung on a cord, raise a simen, it's a simen, and when there's a simen, you don't have the halacha of basar shenesalim minahayin. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman min Harda, ikl legabi Rav Kahana lefum Nara. Rav Nachman from Naharda once visited Rav Kahana in Pum Nahara. That's where Rav Kahana lived. B'mali yoyim in the Kippur. And it was Erev Yom Kippur. Asa Arve, Shadi Kavdi v'kol yasa. As they're sitting, ravens, the bird, ravens come and they threw liver and kidneys onto the street. Amale, so Rav Kahana turns to Rav Nachman Naharda and he told him, Shkol v'chol. It's Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. Take the kidneys, take the flesh that the ravens just deposited on the ground and eat it. How could you eat it? How do you even know it's kosher? He said, because ha'idno de'ateir shchiach tfei. Today it's Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, there's so much kosher meat in circulation because there's a mitzvah asay to eat today. As a result, you can certainly assume that the meat is kosher. If it's kosher, it's going to be okay. The problem is, even if you assume the meat is kosher, what happened to the halacha of basar shenesalim minahayin? And there's a very important machlokes that Rashi and Tosfos had to understand the Gemara. Rashi says that the reason the Gemara brought this story is to show that not everybody agrees with Rav's halacha. And even though Rav said basar shenesalim minahayin is asur, Rav Kahana clearly held basar shenesalim minahayin is mutter. Because even though Rav Kahana had a cheshbon how he knew the meat was kosher, but if there's a takonas chachamim of basar shenesalim minahayin, We are forced to think the unthinkable. Shema nischalef ben avela, that in and of itself would be a reason that you shouldn't be able to eat it. So even if we're not concerned about the chashash d'oraisa, but what about the takonas chachamim of basar shenesalim minahayin? From the fact that Rav Kahana said that it was okay to eat this meat, even though this basar had been nesalim minahayin, must be, the Rav Kahana argues, Rav Kahana holds basar shenesalim minahayin is what the Tosfos argues. And Tosfos says that no, here it's different. For the same reason Rav Kahana said that you don't have to be concerned that the meat was non-kosher in the first place, it's for that same reason there's no problem with basar shenesalim minahayin. Meaning the svara of ha'idna deheteres shchiach tvei is a svara to address the biblical concern that maybe this is not basar shchuta, and it's also enough to address the rabbinic concern that even if you know the origin of it was really basar shchuta, but maybe there's a basar shenesalim minahayin issue. Either way, zok gemara vayik. Reb Chiya Rabban itvad le'karkusho beidono. Reb Chiya Rabban was holding a piece of meat and he lost it somewhere amongst the barrels of wine. Also the Kavid Rav Huna. And then he found, he came to Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Huna told him, Islach simen o bigaveh, do you have a simen that this is the meat that you have lost? Malei loy. He said, Islach Tfias Eina Begaveh. So you don't have a simon. You don't have a very specific identifying mark that this is the piece of meat that you lost. But does it look like the meat that you lost? Do you have a Tfias Ein? I'm like, yeah. And Cain, he told him, Zilshka. That too is enough to alleviate the concern of Basash and Asalam and Ayin. So this is the second chiddush that we have in Basash and Asalam and Ayin. Number one, Rav Huna's original halacha that he heard from Rav, that Rav said that if there's a simon on the meat, that's enough that there shouldn't be a problem with Basash and Asalam and Ayin. And here we have seemingly a bigger chiddush, that even if you don't have a simon, but if it looks like the same piece of meat, it's recognizable, there's what's known in Chazal as a tfias ayin, that too would be enough for there not to be an issue of basash and asalam and ayin. Once lost a piece of meat. Also, the comment of Rav Nachman, he found it. And he came to Rav Nachman, he wanted to know if he could eat it. Amalei islach simna begaveh, amalei lo, islach tfias eina begaveh, do you have a tfias ayin? Amalei in, in kain. So, Rav Chizda told him, Rav Nachman told him, Zilshko, you can go ahead and you can eat it. Similar story. Rav Nosson Bar Abaya, itfale kibur de tchelta. Rav Nosson Bar Abaya once lost tcheles. Now we know that once upon a time, there was a mitzvah to have tcheles. We still have the mitzvah. It's just not clear if we have the tcheles, but I kind of psil tcheles. But there was the real tcheles, and then there were the fake tcheles, the kalah ha'ilim, the indigo. And there were a lot of fraudsters that would sell fake tcheles in lieu of real tcheles. The reason is because real tcheles is very expensive, so it's a good markup if you can sell the fake as if it's real. Bottom line is, Rav Nosson Bar Abaya had the real tcheles and he lost it. And then he found something that looked similar to what he had lost, but he wasn't sure if it was the real one. And maybe it's the fake one. Also, the comment Rav Chizda on Malays, Rav Chizda told him, Islach simana begaveh. Do you have a simon that this is what you lost? Malay loy. Islach tfias eina begaveh, but do you have a tfias ayin? Do you recognize it? Does it look like what it was you lost? Amalei in. Im Kani told him, if that's the case, Zil Shkoil, you can use it. Amar Rava. So Rava said, meaning Rava heard all the aforementioned, and he made the following comment. Meresh Hava Amina. I used to think, Simona Adav Mitfias Ayin, that a simin is better than Tfias Ayin. Meaning, if somebody can prove something because he has a simin, versus someone that can prove something because he recognizes it and it looks like what he thinks it is, simin is always better in halacha than tfias ayin. And why did Rava feel that way? He said he had a raya to it. The Hamadrina Navidasa B'Simon. Everyone knows, Elo Metzias 101, that if somebody finds an aveda, you return it with a simin. Shailon the Gemara of Simonim's the Raisa, Simonim's the Rabbanon. But this is the most basic halacha in Perik Elo Metzias, that if somebody loses something and somebody else finds it, if the person who lost it has a simon, you return it based on the simon. But at the same time, but if somebody has a tfias ayin and he comes to you and he says, it's mine, how do you know it's mine? Because I recognize it, it looks like it's mine, you don't return it. Incidentally, Rashi says that this that the Gemara says you don't return with a tfias ayin is not 100% true, because the Gemara says that sorba mirabani, you do return with a tfias ayin. Elamai, you see that a tfias ayin really is a haychacha that it's yours. It's just that maybe we don't trust people. But the point is that, said Rava, I used to think that from the laws of Elam Metzias, I have a raya that a simon is better than tfias ayin. But hash the shemantin olash the shmaita. But now that I heard all these halachas, I heard the maisa with Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman said that it's okay to eat basash and a salam and ayin as long as you have a tfias ayin. Rav Huna said the same thing, that it's okay to eat basash and a salam and ayin as long as you have a tfias ayin. Rav Chizda said it with regards to tcheles, even though there were a lot of fake tcheles. But if you have a tfias ayin that this is real tcheles, that's enough for you to be able to use it to be mekayim your mitzvahs asay of tcheles. He said, but now that I heard that, I hear, amina tfias ayin adifa. So I think to the contrary. I think tfias ayin is even better than a simon. The obvious question is, where do you see that tfias ayin is better than a simon? All you see from here is that tfias ayin is good. Meaning, Rava said, I used to think simonim is for sure better than tfias ayin. Tfias ayin is just not a good way of being mevaris. Simon, oh, the whole Perek Elam Mitzrius, Shrei Simon. But Rava says, I realize I was mistaken. You see that tfias ayin is legit because it works in the laws of Nevela, Basish and Asalam and ayin. You see tfias ayin works when it comes to Tcheles. So that means, despite the fact that when it comes to Elam Mitzrius, tfias ayin doesn't work unless you're at Surban Rabbana, it's not because tfias ayin is not a mevaris. What's the reason? For whatever, it doesn't matter. But the point is that Rava said, I used to think Simonim is better than Tfias Ayin, but after this shmooze right here, Chulin Tzadikei, I think it's a toys. I think Tfias Ayin is good. Not only is it good, Rava said it's even better than Simonim. Why? I am Rishon. Either way. And Rava continued, if you're going to tell me that Tfias Ayin doesn't work, this is Gemara many places in Shas, how is a Suma allowed to be with his wife? Tashmish. Ubnei Adam, and people that are not Suman, Eichmu Tarmish Hussein Balayla. How are they allowed to be with their wives at night? How do they know it's their wife? They can't see. And if it's not their wife, the ramifications can be tremendous. Elo, what do you have to say? Betvias in of the color. Because even though you can't see at night, but you can hear. And there's a concept of Tfias Ayin of Koil. Hachanami, so to hear, betfias eino, you see this idea of tfias ayin works. I'll bring you another raya that tfias ayin works and that tfias ayin is even better. It's even better than a simit. Ilu asu beitrei, v'amri. If two people would come, two witnesses, they would walk into Bezdin and they would say, Reuven killed Shimon. Okay, who's Reuven? Who's this person? So he says, Planya, the Haisimani, the Haisimani called an option. The person that's wearing that jacket and he has that simon, would we kill the person? That's not enough. I mean, if they're identifying the Ritzeach based on a simon, that's not enough to kill him. But V'ilu Amri Islan Tfias, in a begave, Katwinale. But if they would say, no, I know Reuven killed, how do you know? Because I know him, because I saw him. What, do you have a simon? I don't have a simon. This is the person I saw. That's Eidos 101. I mean, that's what Eidos is. So you see that. You can use Tfias Ayin as the basis of identifying a Ritzeach to ultimately kill this person, but at the same time, as it relates to Simonim, that is not going to be enough. Rav Ashi said, hey, I'll prove it to you even more practically. Meaning, we're bringing rayas from Halacha. We have a raya from Heich Suma Mutab Ishtoyu Bnei Adam, Eich Mutar B'nish Haseim Balailo. We have a raya from Hilchas Ritzeach, when we kill somebody. Rav Ashi says, very simple. Just think about it. Every day. The Ilu Amalei Inish L'Shulchi. If somebody would tell his Shliach, his Gabba, Karyei L'Planya, Dahai Simoni V'Hai Simoni, go call so-and-so, who has this simon and he has that simon. Safik yadalei, safik yadalei. The person, the shliach, is never going to be 100% sure if he's calling the right person because he doesn't really know who he's looking for. He's basing it on a simon. So he's going to be a little insecure if this is the right person. But if the shliach would have a tfias ayin in the person that he's looking for, when he would see him, he'd know exactly who he's looking for. In other words, it's just common sense that tfias ayin should be better than simonim regardless. We start with a halacha of Basish and a Solomon Ayin, which was really the topic of yesterday's daf. And the Gemara here concludes this sugya here in Masech Teshulin with halachas with regards to Simonim and Tfias Ayin and a very important memra from Rava, where Rava said, Me reisha hava amino simona adav mit Tfias Eino. Why Hilchas Eilu Metzias seems to shry that a simon is much better than a tfias ayin when you learn the second parak in Masech Tzvav and Metzia, but now Hashdish Matinu Lahani Shmeitza. But after learning Chulin Daf Tzadikei, Amina, I realize it's just the opposite. Tfias Eino Adifa. Either way, as it relates to raid, there's a lot of different directions we can go in. But I would like to say over three ha'aris from my good friend Levi Chomsky. This is from a shir that he gave Parshas Toldos. Tufshin Ayin Beis. Either way, the Gemara had mentioned that Tfias Ayin works when it comes to Halacha, specifically Tfias Ayin, the color. So if you can recognize somebody just based on his voice, even though you didn't see him, Tfias Ayin, the color works. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, because if not, the Iloite Mahachi, Heich Suma Mutab Ishtoi, Ubnei Adam Eich Mutarim Binishaseim Balayla. Must be, it's Tfias Ayin, the color. Hachanami, says the Gemara, it must be Tfias Eino de Kala. The Gemara in Masech de Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Zayin Amad Aleph, is discussing the Meisus Umadiach. So we know the Meisus Umadiach has a very special place in Halacha. The Torah says, Lo Yisachmo Velo Yisachasa Aleph. Even someone that was Chayiv Misas Bezdin, even someone that's on death row, but we have Rachmanis on him, and there's so many Halachas in Shulchan Aruch that govern how we have to be sensitive to his plight, despite the fact that this person is a Rasha and he's a tremendous Baal Aveira. But when it comes to the Meisus Umadiach, someone who persuades other people to be Oyved Avodah Zarah and to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah, Lo Yisachma, thou shalt not have any compassion for him. You can't cover for him. You can't have any rachmanis for a person like that. And this is an idea that permeates the laws of the Meisus Umadiach. One of the halachas, the Gemara says, that emanate from this idea that we treat the Meisus Umadiach differently, Lo Yisachma, Lo Yisachasa, is that if we suspect that somebody might be a Meisus Umadiach, we set him up. So we go undercover and we try to find a way to get him to be Meisus Umadiach with Eidim sting operation, and then we take him out. And the Gemara discusses this in Sanhedrin, Samech Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, how exactly did they do this? They would set up candles in a room, and the Eidim sitting in a room that's adjacent to it, but on the outside. So that the Eidim should be able to see this person, and they should be able to hear his voice. But it's in a way where the Eidim are able to see him, he's not able to see them. And this person, this is a setup, he would tell him, why don't you tell me again? Again, you wanted me, you're trying to persuade me, you told me about a certain pagan, a certain deity, can you tell me a little bit more about it? And he would tell him, and this is a whole spiel. If you back down, the Edom come out, boom, we have you. They drag him into Bezdin and they kill him. This is something we would never do. If we suspect somebody's being Mechal Shabbos, we're not going to go undercover to try to find them. But when it comes to the Mesis Umadiach, it has to be Astro, exactly. Oh, you have to know the Ochsav. But the point is, this is what we do. That the Brises seem to be very precise when it describes, it depicts exactly the way that we set the mesas up. Ketzad oisulim, madlikin esaner. We light a candle. Why? Kidei sheyu hein royin oisulim. So that the Edom should be able to see it, v'shoymin eskaylai. And they should be able to hear his voice. The truth is, all we really need to do is hear his voice. We need to hear this person being meso medeach. So freit the Yad Raman, one of the Rishonim, that why do we have to set him up in a way that the Edom should be able to see the mesas umadiach? What do you have to see him for? Why can't, you see the person walk in, they hear his voice, so you know it's him. As long as they recognize the voice, they have to recognize the voice anyways. So if they recognize the voice, l'chura, that should be enough. And the Gemara says, Freik the Yad Rama, we just learned it, Tzadik Vavam and Aleph and Mesach Teschulin, that Tfias Ein of the Kala works. And it has to work. D'ilei Teimahachi, Heich Suma Muta Be'ishtoiv Ne'adam, Eich Mutar, Mesh Hasein Balai, and this is the Gemara Mesach Teschulin, it's a Gemara in many places in Shas. So Freik the Yad Rama, why do they have to set up candles so that the Edom should be able to see the mace? So we have to see him for. Why can't you just be soymich on tfias ein of the kala? And the Rad Raman says a very big chiddush. He says that you see from here that although tfias ein of the kala works, but not when it comes to hilchas eidus. It works, it's true. And there's a lot of things that will be matter based on tfias ein of the kala. And the Gemara mentioned a pretty big one. Heich suma muter b'ishtoi, uvnei adam eich mutarim b'neshaseim balayla. But when it comes to hilchas eidus, we have to conform to a higher standard. And on that standard, Tfias Ayin the Koil is not going to work. Now, the truth is, it's very big chiddush what the Yad Rama is saying. He's Mechirch from a Gemara. But the emes is, there's a smach to it in a Ramban, ala Torah, on a pasuk that everybody's heard a million times. And that is that when Yaakov went into Yitzchak, to steal the brachas, so Yitzchak said, Akol kol Yaakov, v'hayidayim idei Yisrael. And Ramban says, v'ani tomeya. It's a big tamir to me. I'm perplexed. I don't understand this whole parsha. Eich lo pachad meheker akol. He says, why was Yaakov, even initially when Rivka told Yaakov, you know, let's go, we're going to take the brachas. Yisrael shouldn't be taking these brachas. You're going to get the bracha. So what does Yaakov tell Rivka? Ulai Misheni Avi, my father, he's going to touch me, he's going to feel me, he's going to realize it's not me. Meaning the only thing he was worried about is him feeling him. But he wasn't worried about his voice. Freik the Ramban, Eich loy pochad meheker akol. V'chob ne'odam nikorim bekoilam. K'may shamu razal, says the Ramban. Heich suma muta b'ishtoy. V'heich ne'odam utar m'shneim balayla. Elo b'tfias eid at akol. V'nisnam ne'odam akirim kein. If it's not a regular person, we trust him to recognize a koil. Ma'yia b'yitzchok ha'chocham v'habaki lahakir bein bonov. She'etir le be'emes tfias ayim b'koil. Says the Ramban, you have to say one of two things. Just pashup shan in the story. One of two things need to be said. Number one, you have to say, ulai hoyu ha'achim ha'ilim daimim b'kailam. Maybe they sounded the same. Ulekach amru ki ha'kol kol Yaakov dvorov shem b'dabra b'loshen raku maske shem shamayim. Even Yitzchok, when he picked up a nuance in the kail, it was more the tone. It was more the things that Yaakov was saying. But as far as voice goes, maybe they sounded the same. Oy, alternatively, says the Ramban, perhaps maybe he was able to impersonate Esav, piyesh b'bnei yodam, yodam lasis kein, says the Ramban. A good batchen could do this. So there are people that know how to do this. So he said that maybe that's what it was. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this Ramban? You see from this Ramban that it's not foolproof. Tfias ayin the koil is something that you can manipulate. Yaakov had no problem walking into Yitzchak, sounding like Esav, with the sense, why, says the Ramban in his second shot, in his alternatively, because there are people that know how to do this. So maybe Yaakov, so when it comes to Eich suma muta b'ishtoyu v'nei adam, Eich mutarim v'nei shaseim b'alayla, so it's something that we allow. But l'maisa, when it comes to chasedas, where we have to conform to a higher standard, there you can't do that. But the truth is that in the Rambam, it's bavur not that way. The Rambam is in the end of Perek Tes Hilchasedas. The Rambam says as follows, Hasumin, afal pisha makirin hakoil. People that are blind, even though they can recognize others through their voice, the yodua noshim hareilu psulim in atayra. The halachas that now let us say edus that posel edus midayraisa. Shenemra v'hu eid oira oyada misha hu roi lirois hu shemeid. V'asuma ba'achas meyenov koshalei. Says the Rambam, asuma's posel edus. Why is asuma posel edus? We paskin asuma's chayv mitzvah. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why would asuma be posel edus? Says the Rambam. You know why? Shenemra v'hu eid oira oyada mishu roi lirois hu shemeid. Now. The Rambam needed a pasuk to say that Asum was pasul edus. When you need a pasuk to say it's pasul edus, how can he say edus? He can't see. No, the Teretz says like the Rambam says, afal pishim makirin hakoil, v'yodu anoshim, still are elu psulim anatayra. But you see from the Rambam that the only reason Asuma, who has tfias ayin the koil, is pasul edus, is because of a pasuk. V'hu edai ra yoda, mishu roi lirois hu shemeye. It's mashma, if someone is not Asuma, he's someone that can see, but now he wants to testify based on Tfiyas Ayin the Koil, it would be okay. Because if you're going to tell me that Tfiyas Ayin the Koil is fundamentally flawed as it relates to your yediyah, so that you should be able to say Eidos, then the reason Asuma is possible is because he can't say Eidos. How's he going to know? Because Tfiyas Ayin the Koil, Tfiyas Ayin the Koil is not enough. Hakol kol yakoy v'yadayim yedei esam. Elamayitz v'vu in the Rambam that Tfiyas Ayin the Koil does work. What's the makar to the Rambam? Chulin Sadekeim and Aleph. And he didn't make the distinction that the Yad Ramah made. He didn't make the distinction the Yad Ramah made between Hilchis Eidos and between Hilchis Eich Suma Mutter Be'ishtoi. But the point is from the fact that the Rambam needed a pasuk to tell me that a Suma's pasul Eidos, Vaisdois Tfias, Ayin the Koil in and of itself would be enough for a person to be able to say Eidos. It's just the halacha as it relates to a Suma. It's Exeris HaKosev that a Suma is going to be pasul Eidos. Said in the shir that he found that Chaim Oizer in the Tshuva, and Shaios the Tshuvas Achiezer brings that he found the Tshuvas Rimagash, where the Rimagash said Mefurish that Tfias Ayin the Koil works even for Hilchas Eidos. Why is that notable? Because Kiyodua, the Rimagash, was the Rambam's Rebbe. So it would come out that the Rambam was going Beshitas Rabbi. The Rimagash, point is a machlekes rishonim. The Yad Raman said Hedrin Samach Zayin Aman Aleph says Mefurish that even though the Gemara says throughout Shas Tfias Ayin the Koil works, but not with regards to Eidos. The Rambam and Perek Tes Hilchas Eidos and the Rimagash and Atshuva, as brought down by Reb Chaim Moizer, both said that Tfias Ayin the Koil would work even when it comes to Hilchas Eidos. That's the first aura. The second aura is, and this is very important halacha as it relates to Tfias Ayin the Koil, and that is the Yamshe Shloima asks a very obvious question. He asks that the Gemara addressed how a Suma is Mutter B'Ishtoi. How's a Suma Mutter B'Ishtoi? I can't see. Tfias Ayin the Koil. What about a Cheresh? What about someone that's a Cheresh in a Shemeya, and he's also a Suma? So somebody like that, how is he going to be Mutter B'Ishtoi? Says the Yamshe Shloima, someone asked him this question. Ve'hishafti loy. This is the Yamshe Shloima right here in Masechta Schulin. I answered him as follows. The loy be'inon the Koil. The only time you have to come on to Tfias Ayin the Koil is Hecha Shemaitse Ishtei B'makam She'enu Miyuchadla. That's only if he finds his wife in a makam She'enu Miyuchadla. Aber Misha Maitse Ishtei B'cheder HaMiyuchid U'B'mitasa Pshita De Mutter. De Loi Chai Shinan La'achlufe V'achzuki Inche B'rishi Loi Mechaskinan. V'teida says the Yamshe Shloima. Sherei Kol Odom Mutter B'ishtei B'layla Afilu Eina Medaber Ima Mikoidem. Ki Loi Matzinu She'e Mechuyiv Ledaber Ima Mikoidem Kidei She'yishma Koila Elo le mitzvah ba'alma she if I send her b'dvarim v'gam im hargaba shehi miskareves etzlo v'choshkaboy ain't tzarech lefayis. There are times you don't even have to be mefayis. Gam motzino perakama denido different halachas. The bottom line is, says the Yamshe Shloima, there's no halacha anywhere that says that you have that a person has to hear his wife's voice. Elo my, what's the pshat? It must be because this whole chashash is only where it's a cheder she'ena miyuchid. The situation is a little different than what it usually is. Then you're ready. You need to maybe be concerned. But as long as it's in the cheder miyuchid, you don't have to start thinking such thoughts. And otu b'rishi askino lemechaskin inchabrishi. These are not issues. So says the Yamshe Shloima. And chinami, someone that's a cheresh and he's a sumo, if he's not b'mokim hamiyuchid, it's taka going to be yasser. But b'mokim hamiyuchid, this was never an issue. But the Gemara was saying was is heich sumo mutte be'ishtoi or heich bnei adam muttarim b'nishzeim ba'layla shaloi b'mokim hamiyuchid. And the Gemara held it from the fact you don't find anywhere in Shas that a person is asa be'ishtoi b'layla b'mokim shenem miyuchid must be his mutter. If it's mokim shenem miyuchid, now already you have to start being concerned that maybe something is different. The Teretz is Tfias Ayin the Koil, and that was the Chazal's raya that there's something called Tfias Ayin the Koil. The third ha'ara that he said over was a ha'ara that he found in a tshuva from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Baron brings a ha'orah from the Sefer Teiras Yeruchim. And that is, we know this machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Shas, whether a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs or a suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs. So the kasha that the Sefer Teiras Yeruchim asked was, according to the man the Amar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs, so this whole kasha of heich suma mutter mishlei is not a kasha. So you have this gemara throughout Shas, heich suma mutter mishlei. It's under a premise that there's a problem for a suma to be with an isha that's not ishtoi. L'chayra, if the suma is potem in our mitzvahs anyways, what's the right? So according to the Chachamim, it's a raya. Tvi asayim the kol must work. It's the ilav hachi, heich suma mutem ishtoi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a suma is potem in our mitzvahs, what was this raya of heich suma potem in our mitzvahs? This is this is the chudu de be'yama. So the truth is, this is totally in all the rage. When we say that a suma is potem in our mitzvahs, is it only mitzvahs? I say, what about mitzvahs lois asay? Toysim sechtes bavakama and toysim mikam. This v'hadvarim atikim v'aruchin, and we ourselves have spoken about it on multiple occasions. But the point is that a geshmaka ha'ara that Rabbi Aaron brings from the Sefer Teiras Yeruchim. But Rabbi Aaron himself said in his tshuva, he said that he thinks the kash is a tois. And he said, along this. He said that even if you want to hold like those achroyim, that when Rabbi Yehuda said that tzumas potam in a mitzvahs, it means even from mitzvahs lois asay, but that's pashit, he's going to be chayiv in mitzvahs like a ben noyach. That, yeah. Because all Summa Patam and HaMitzvahs means is that the Summa doesn't have the 613 mitzvahs that were given to Yidden by Har Sinai. But he's like Garaf in a Ben Noyach. And if a Ben Noyach is Chayiv in Sheva mitzvahs, he's going to be Chayiv in the Sheva mitzvahs as well. Eishes Ish is one of the Sheva mitzvahs. Arayas is one of the Sheva mitzvahs. Not the same Arayas like we have, but there is a concept of Gili Arayas as being one of the Sheva mitzvahs. No, certainly Eishes Ish. So if that's the case, it's a taina. Even a suma. What are you going to tell me? He's part of the mitzvahs. Even from mitzvahs loisas. But he's like Garif and Benayach. So Levi said that Demis is this chiddish that Rav Aaron said is a mefurish of Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch is a mitzvah chavav. He brings all this raid. And at the end, says the Minchas, not this raid, meaning this kasha from Heich Suma Mutab Ishta, but he's discussing over there the raid of a Suma, Patim and HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Essay, and Mitzvahs Lois Essay, and he says as follows, Mikom Akim Nirali, Afim Noimad Rabbi Huta Poita Filim Milabin, Mikom Akim Oysen HaMitzvah Shebenoyach Muzer Hu Gamke Muzer, Dinei Da Torah Lechayva Oysa B'Sinai, Aval Lo Yotzo Lahokel, B'Mash Yeh Chayev Koidim, De Benoyach Afilu Suma Chayev, V'chulu V'chulu, bottom line is the Yisoyda of the Mechas Chinuch, it's a Chiddush, because Pashi, you can say, not a Benoyach, so not a Benoyach, why should he be chayiv in a mitzvah of Benoyach? So he's not a Benoyach, he's not mitzvahs, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs of Yisrael, maybe he's parted from everything. But Uncle Bonham, this is the Yisrael of Aaron said to answer this ha'oral v'chidudi v'alma, and it's mefurish in the Mechas Chinuch, mitzvah chavav, again, v'advor matikin, but we have a lot more Gemara to learn. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, ha'noitel gid ha'nosha, so we return to the sugya of gid ha'nosha. If someone is removing the gid ha'nosha, which is what you have to do if you want to eat the yerech, the hindquarters of an animal, tzarech sheitel askula, he has to remove the entire gid. Rabbi Yehuda says, kedei l'kayim b'mitzvos n'tila. No, there's only a little bit that you have to remove. You don't have to remove everything. What's this machlekes? This is machlekes Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, we've had already a few times. The Stam Mishnah, the Tanakam is Rameir, who holds mechateit. You have to remove the entire gid. Every part of it needs to be removed, and even though it's very tricky, it has to be removed surgically. You need a surgeon to do this. But it doesn't matter. It's something that needs to be removed, because all of it is aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, as long as you skim it off from the top, that's enough. Another halacha that we've had already. If somebody eats a kezayis from a gid hanasha, he gets malchus, which means if somebody would eat five kezayis in, and it'd be five hasras, he'd get malchus five times. A kezayis of gid hanasha is enough to be chayv. Achloi ve'em by kezayis. Let's say he ate the entire gid, and it was pachas mikazayis, he's also going to be chayiv. The reason is because it's a beria. And a beria is a davar chashuv bifnei atzmai. So if you eat a beria, even if it's pachas mikazayis, the halach is, you're always going to be chayiv malchus. Acha mizek kazayis or mizek kazayis. If somebody ate from the right thigh of kazayis and then from the left thigh of kazayis, again, saifik shmoyne, Rabbi Yehuda says, enoi saifik el arbam. So really, in the shita satana kama, of the latter part of the mission, there's three chedushim. The first chedush is, he chayiv every kazayis of gid hanasha. The second chiddush is, if you eat the gid, you're chayiv, even if it's less than a kezayis, because it's a berry. And finally, chayiv both for the right side and for the left side. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein esayfik el arbam." Pasha Rabbi Yehuda is going back on the last part of the Mishnah, that the Tanakhama said, you chayiv for the right and the left. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, you only chayiv for the right. Misafkale, Mifshat Pshitale. So the Gemara discussed this a few times. The Maskana, the Gemara said, it was Mifshat Pshitale. Rabbi Yehuda had one of two rayas from the Pasuk itself that the Isser Gedan Asher was only for the right thigh, but what we also know from learning the Gemara already is that Rabbi Yehuda argues with the second Chiddush as well. Whereas the Tanakhama says that if you eat Pachas Mikazayas even, you're going to be Chayiv because of Beria. Rabbi Yehuda holds you only Chayiv if you eat a Kazayas. Zok the Gemara, Amaisa. Bar Piuli, Havikoy Kamei the Shmuel. Bar Piuli was standing in front of Shmuel. Vakamenakar Atma, and he was doing Nikor. Definition of Nikor is he was removing the Gid Hanasha from the Yerech. Have a Kagoim way, and he was just skimming off the top. Amalei, so Shmuel told Bar Piulu, Chais Beit Fei, you're not taking that enough. You have to rip it all out. And then Shmuel added, he said, Hashtalei Chazisis. He said, Baruch Hashem, I saw you, because had I not seen you do this, then you wouldn't have removed the entire Gid. You would have cut it up. You would have given it to me. Safisali Yisura. You would have given me a Dabar Asa. Hashtabahemtim Shal Tzadikim. So Shmuel got. He was very taken aback. And the Gemara says, Irsus, that when Bar Piuli heard this at Getreisot, he got scared. And Nafal Sakinim Yodeh, and his knife fell out of his hand. That's how scared he was from this zog that Shmuel gave him. Amalei, so Shmuel told him, wait, Irsus. You don't have to be afraid. Why? Meaning you didn't do anything wrong. The Eirilach, Rabbi Yehuda Eirilach. Because whoever told you to do it this way was just telling Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Gedei L'kayim B'mitzvahs Netila, all you have to do is Goyim Le. You just have to remove the top. It just so happens, Shmuel said, I don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I think the halacha is like Rav Meir, that you have to be mechate. You don't have to be afraid. I mean, it's not like you have to go back to school and learn Nikur again because there was some sort of mistake in your Messiah. You were told the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold the halacha like Rav Meir, but you don't have to be afraid. I'm Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas said, might talk about Piyule, the Eraisa, the Rabbi Yehuda. What Bar Piyule took out was the part that Rabbi Yehuda requires you to take out the Eraisa. Says the Gemara, Chal Deshai, the Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like if that's the case, what he left over was something that he needed to take out midrabbanan according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda did make a mistake because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to move everything midrabbanan. And Rav Sheishas seems to be saying that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only midrabbanan that you could be gomle. But it sounds like midrabbanan, you would have had to remove everything out. It's not mashma that way from the story because Shmuel told him that you were following Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Alam Rav Sheishas, we obviously have the wrong version of Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas really said was as follows. Ma the struggle about Piyule, deraisa l'rameh. What he took out was the deraisa, even according to Rav Meir, he took out everything that had to be taken out of Deiraisa. My Deshaya, what he left over was the Rabban of the Rav Meir. It was only Yasser mid Rabban and coin to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Rabban and Shari, what he left over was Mutter, even in coin to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Shmuel told him. He said, coin to Rabbi Yehuda, he did a wonderful job. And obviously, your Rebbe held like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he taught you to do it the way you did it. Just so happens, what you left over was Asr, according to Rav Meir, says Rav Sheishas, only Midrabanon, but albeit Midrabanon, something that was Asr, according to Rav Meir. When we talk about the Issigid Anosh, it's only the part of the gid, the sinew, of the nerve, that's physically on the calf. That's the meat that covers the thigh. Shenemar al kafa yorech, because that's what the pasuk says. Al kein lo yoichu bnei Yisrael eskid hanoshe asher al kaf hayorich ader yemazes. It says clearly al kaf hayorich. So it's only that part that's us. Amar Papa ketanoim. Papa said not so pashut Shmuel. It's machlekes tanoim. Achli then by kazayis. Somebody eats and there's no kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda says actually by kazayis. This is the brisa that we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda shita is that you're not chayav for the gid, even though it's a barrier. You're only chayv if you eat a kazayis. My time in the Rabbanon says, "What barrier? It's a barrier." Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Achila k'siv be. It says al kein lo yoichlu, and achila always means kazayis. Rabbanon. Ahi achila the chiyusay above chamish shazaisim v'achol chad kazayis mechayv. You're right. It says achila, which means kazayis. That just means you chayv even if you don't eat the whole gid, even if you only ate a kazayis, but it's the lesser of. You're chayv for a kazayis, even if it's not the whole gid, because it says achila. But at the same time, it's a barrier. And being that it's a barrier, you're chayv if you eat the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda, ma'asher al kaf hayorech nafper. Yehuda says that now you know you're chayv for eating each kazayis individually. He learns that from the words, asher al kaf hayorech, Rabbanon. Rabbanon says you can't learn anything from there. Because ahumi boilei l'kideh Shmuel. Oh, ma'ashmuel, yasr teire elosh al kaf hayorech. Because Shmuel said, le'yasr teire elosh al kaf, and that's what al kaf hayorech tells me. That's identifying the part of the gid that's asr. It's not coming to tell me that if you eat multiple kazayisim of the same gid, you're going to be chayv al kol kazayis kazayis. V'Rabbi Yehuda, hayerech siv the kulo yerech. He disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda. I don't agree with what Shmuel said. It says hayerech, which is mash, but the whole yerech. V'Rabbanon, what does hayerech teach me? Yehuda pashut yisur b'kulo yerech. It's coming to teach me which one of the yerech, which one of the gidin. There's the gid apnimi, there's gid achitzin. Lafuk achitzin deloy. It has to be the gid apnimi, not the gid achitzin. Ulo oil mashal akaf. But it's only the part that's on the kaf you're going to be chayv. Faith to Gemara. How could you dash in the word kaf in the first? Kaf miboy lelemute oif the less like kaf. We had this. So Gemara trade kaf. It says the word kaf twice. But the bottom line is when you see from this back and forth price, so, is that there's machlokes of the chachamim, which started off. I mean, the Gemara does this a lot.
Braisa starts off with one machlokes, and by the time you're done, there's three or four other machlokes in that you're forced as derivatives of the original machlokes to bring simply because of the mashmois darshan. But regardless, what started with the machlokes of whether you're chayev if you eat the gid when it's pachas mikazayas, in the course of the shakla v'tarya, evolved into another machlokes, and that is, are you only chayev for the chelik of the gid that's on the kaf, or are you chayev for any part of the gid? Regardless, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Thus, Rav Papa's taina, one word, ketanoi, meaning Shmuel said le'yosr toira el shal kaf shenem al kaf ayorech. Rav Papa said it's not so pasha what Shmuel said, but rather really it's a machlokes tanoi. So before we go weiter and we completely shift gears to a whole nother sugya that's going to take us through the next few weeks, just two more ha'aris as it relates to the Gadan Asha. So we just had now a Mishnah, machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. When you remove the Gid HaNasha, so how much of the Gid HaNasha do you actually have to remove? But Noitel Gid HaNasha, Tzorach Shita L'Skuloi, Rabbi Yehuda says, G'day L'Kayim Boy, Mitzvahs Netila. Now the truth is that ordinarily when there's Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Stating that, over here the Halacha is like Rav Meir. And Poshet, I assume, without being ma'ayin too much in the Rishayim, that the reason the halacha is like Rav Meir and not like Rav Yehuda is because of the Ma'isa Shahaya that the Gemara brought. The Gemara brought a story with Bar Piyuli, where Bar Piyuli was being menaku like Rav Yehuda. And Shmuel told him, no, chus tvei, you have to take out more, because you have to really go like Rav Meir. The point is, based on this Ma'isa that the Gemara brings with Shmuel, the halacha would seem to be not like Rav Yehuda, which it usually follows when there's machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rather, the halacha is like Rav Meir, that when you do nikur and you remove the gid hanasha, you have to be mechatek. You have to remove the entire thing. And the truth is, it's mefurish in halacha. The laws of gid hanasha are in Yerideya. It's in Hilchas Dam, Simen Samechei. It starts Sif Katan Hei, and it goes till the end of the Simen. Says the Shulchan Aruch, gid hanasha noyeg bebehema v'chaya. The laws of Gidanasha relate to a behema and a chaya. Afilu ein kafshal lehem ogol, v'noich b'yerech shal yomin, u b'yerech shal smoil, v'einu noyeg b'oif, v'bnei she'ein kafshal le ogol, avlim nimtzu le kaf ogol, noyeg b'oif, v'ein tzorech livdoik acharav, imhu ogol. Halacha vav, noyeg b'kfi. It's pasha. Why? Because a kfi is a safik behema, safik chaya. Gidanasha is asr by behema, Gidanasha is asr b'chaya as well. Halacha zayin, einu noyeg b'shlil. You don't have the laws of Gid HaNasha by a fetus. If it's at a point where it doesn't require its own shechita, so this fetus doesn't have the halachas of Gid HaNasha. It's also machlokes Remei Rabbi Yehuda. Some say shenoyig boy in shomulay chadashav and matzochay, and the Ramah says v'nagul lahachmer tisfara achrein. Halacha ches. This is what we need. Shnei gidim heim biyerech. There are two gidim in the thigh. Echad pnimi samoch leetzen, v'ashen yichitzen samoch lebasa, u'shneim asur, they're both asur, v'tzorech lechatet achareya. You have to completely rip it out. Elisha pnimi asa min atoira. The one that's pnimi, that's the real one. That's the one that's asa min deiraisa. V'hu ha-poishet b'chol ha-yerech, v'hachitzen asa min devreya. U'knoi knoi sheb v'shneim asur min devreya. V'tzorech lechatet achareya. You have to remove the knoi knoi as well, of knoi knoi sveim. V'shumnam Yisrael k'doish me v'nogu b'yisrael. As it relates to the fat in the area of the Gid HaNasha, they're really mutter. But Yisrael k'doishim hei v'nogu b'yisrael. Says the Rambam. Very important Ramah. The roshay haknoiknois nichnasim beroshay atzamos. The tips of the knoiknois enter the atzamos. Al kena menaker, when you're going to remove the gidin, tsarich lish by roshay atzamos. You have to crack the bones. Kedei lahasra haknoiknois meikar. The only way to remove the knoiknois completely is if you're going to break the atzamos. Then the Ramah says ve'ein lil moit seder hanikor rak b'marasayin. If someone's going to be a menaker, he's going to have this job, he's going to work in a shlachtois, and he's going to remove the Gid HaNasha from the Yerech. He can't learn the laws of Nikur from Svarim and from Rishonim and Achroim. It doesn't work that way. It has to be b'maris v'ayin, it has to be visual. Min ha-mumcha, it has to be from a mumcha habaki b'nikurai. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do it. So the Ramah threw Klal Yisrael for a little bit of a loop here. He said that you want to know how to do Nikur, you have no choice, but you have to have shimush. You have to learn it, b'maris ha-ayin, and it has to be from a mumcha habaki b'nikurai. The truth is that the laws of Nikur don't only relate to the halachas of Gid HaNasha. They relate very much, this was Daf Tzadik Gimel, they relate very much to the laws of Chelav as well. We know there's certain fats in an animal that have to remove. There's four chalavim. There's the kosher fat, which is called Shumin, and then there's the non-kosher fat, which is called Chelav. Chelav is very chomer. It's a chayvi krisus. So it's very important to make sure that you remove the fats in order for meat to be kosher. The halachas of chelev are one simon earlier in Yeridaya. It's simon samach dal. It's a gid anosh is in simon samach dal. The laws of chelev are in simon samach dal. The Ramo over there in Sivkot and Zion says as follows. It's a very long Ramo. V'seidin nikur elu achalavim tzorich re'iyah min habaki b'nikur. That if you're going to be a menaker, your job is going to be to remove the fats of the animal that you're not allowed to eat. You need to visualize it. You need marisai. You need real shimush. And it has to be from someone that's baki benikur. The efshe levar hetev basefer. It's impossible to properly explain how to do this from a sefer. It's a concept of shimush. And he says, you have to have shimush. Without shimush, there's no way to do this. Says Ramah, but as it relates to the confusing part of Nikur, the part that requires Re'iyah from a menaker that's a baki, something that you can't learn from, you can't even explain it in a sefer. That's only the fats that are in the hindquarters of the animal, the back part of the animal. But as it relates to the forequarters, the front part of the animal, the very few fats, it's menakrum shal chelav aksolam anisha b'roisha atranis al aksolam anisha b'roisha v'tzarech lo yisayis arkum yisholam, and it's very easy to remove that. The bottom line is, says the Rambam, that this whole issue that I'm telling you as it relates to chelav, and that nikur is very, very important, you have to make sure that you know exactly what you're doing, it's only with regards to the chalavim that are in the hindquarters of the animal. That's where it's very tricky. The chalavim that you have in the front part of the animal is very simple to remove. It's not such a big deal. It's the part that's in the back. Incidentally, the gidan asha is also, it's in the yerech, it's in the hindquarters of the animal. So the truth is that when we talk about nikur, there's two dinim. There's the nikur in the front part of the animal, and then there's the nikur in the back part of the animal. The front part of the animal is simple. The back part of the animal is much trickier. It needs to be removed surgically. And as a result, in order to do it, you have to make sure that you are trained by a naker that's a bucket. And Mumchad Ramah says it twice. He says it in Simen Samech Dalet with regards to Chelev, and he says it in Simen Samech Hei with regards to the Gid Anosha. It's interesting, the Be'er Heitev here in Simen Samech Hei regarding the Gid Anosha brings from the Yam Shal Shloim, V'zel L'Shoinei, V'ani Agever. This is the Yam Shal Shloim talking. Shamati v'ro'isi. Sh'roiv ha-menakrim shalonu, most of our menakrim, afa pisha machmirim lachtoich, afa heter, even though they're machmer, meaning they do a very good job. Mikomokim kamu pomim makilim b'chelev u'b'knoiknoi shal gid machmas mehiros. But sometimes they make mistakes because they operate very, very fast. Alkeinu hakti ba'atzmi, I took upon myself the minik shloi lecho basar ha-menukar. I do not eat basar ha-menukar ad she'yiro le-menakir achar. Till I get a second opinion. So says the Yamshul Shloima that I don't trust one menaker because sometimes they, and even the good ones and the frumma ones and the professionals, because sometimes they make mistakes. So he says, to me, my minig always was that I wanted to make sure that there was a second menaker that would always overlook what exactly was going on. The point is that you walk away from the Shulchan Aruch, what you see is that Nikur is real, it works. There isn't even a remez or a shemetz of there being any reason not to do nikur. It's just something that needs to be handled with care. You have to make sure you know what you're doing. The menaker has to be trained from a baki with shimush. And the Yamshul Shloima said that he was noyig ba'atzmi. He doesn't even say that he told anyone else to take on the schumer, but he says he was noyig to put a belt and suspenders on it. He double checked it. He had a double check system. He had a menaker, and then after he did the nikur, he had somebody else go and do another nikur just to make sure that this is being done 100% properly. But the point is, there's no question in the world that you could do nikur. Staying that the minig in ruba de ruba mekaymus of Klal Yisrael is we don't do nikur. And because we don't do nikur, we discard the whole back of the animal, which is a big loss. The tenderloin, the sirloins, the filet mignon, the best parts of the animal are in the back part of the animal. And this is something that we give up. You know, I was thinking that, you know, we spoke a lot last week about Din Anos is the third mitzvah in the Torah. Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Aleph is Purvu, mitzvah Beis is mitzvah Smila. The third mitzvah is Shloi Lechol Gid Anos. What's the juxtaposition between the second mitzvah in the Torah and the third mitzvah? Mitzvah's milah and shloi lechol gid anosha. What's mitzvah's milah? The Rambam says in the Mer Devuchim, it's to be memayit the taivas hamishkol. It's to be memayit the taiva of the ever atashmish. What's gid anosha? It's a very similar idea. You're going to sit down, you're going to eat, but we'll be memayit the taivas achilo. You can't have a sirloin. You can't have a tenderloin. No filet mignon, right? You can't eat that. But it's a similar idea, but the truth is a mistake. Because you could. You 100% could. It's somehow dashkoch, it's a kefir, b'dayrus achrayim, that we don't. But the reality is, you could. And it's very, very important. It's a very important point, because it's a misconception. If you ask the man on the street, he's probably going to tell you, if you ever thought about it, that the reason today we don't eat the back part of the animal is because being that Nikra is very complicated. The Ramah says it a few times. So there's nothing to talk about Nikra is complicated. So today we're machmer, we don't do Nikra. Why are we getting involved? It's a big deal, right? You can't eat the, something wrong with short ribs. So it's not so tight. You can eat brisket, right? So you won't eat your... It's not the end of the world. It's a toys. That's not true. It's not emes. It's not true that the reason we don't do nikur is because it's complicated. So bal nefesh yachmir, why get involved in nikur? The reason we don't do nikur is simply because it's complicated. There aren't that many people that know how to do it, and it's not worth it. Because today, you know what you do with the back part of the animal? Mafakoif this. You get a good return on it. So it doesn't matter. There's no reason. But if you want to learn how to do nikur and you want to do it properly, you could do it. You can do it 100%. I'll tell you two anecdotes. The first was in Poland in 1938, the Polish government made a gezeira that Jews were not allowed to sell kosher meat, kosher slaughtered meat to non-Jews. And it posed a very big problem because now there was a tremendous hefset. People weren't doing nikur. That was the minute. And being that people weren't doing nikur, what are you supposed to do? So the shaila was sent to the Gadol Ador, the Poisek Ador in Europe right before the war. That was Reb Chaim Moiser. He was the Skan Rosh Yeshiva. And Reb Chaim Moiser wrote a tshuva. It's the last tshuva in Shaila's Tshuva Zachiyaz. Chel Gimel, it's the very last tshuva. He addresses this decree by the Polish government. And you know, Reb Chaim Moiser said, do nikur. You could do nikur. What's the problem? Who said you can't do nikur? We don't do it because it's not practical. Now it's very practical to do nikur because if you're not going to do nikur, there's going to be a hefset. So I guess we have to figure out how to do it. And the bottom is, Rabbi Chaim Moiser had no problem. He said 100% of the katchila, you can go ahead and you can do nikur. Rabbi Chaim Moiser addressed in the tshuva that there's an idea that when Klai Yisrael takes on a chumrah, it takes on a life of its own. It's not so simple. A chumrah that a hilchus nedarim, hilchus shvuos, a neder of a rabbin has special chumras. But Rabbi Chaim Moiser said there was never such a chumrah. If there was a chumrah that we're not going to rely on nikur, then you're right. Now we're running into problems. Now you have to look in Yerudeyasim and Reish Tezvav and Reish Chavchez. He was varfing it. This is a real Hilchus Nedarim tshuva that Reb Chaim Moiser wrote. Then you have to get involved with all those tshuvas. But there was never such a chumrah. It never happened. What it was practical. It didn't make sense to do the nikur. Now practically it does make sense to do nikur. So adarabba, now we should go ahead and we should do the nikur. There's a tshuva from Ramosha. Ramosha wrote a tshuva. It's printed... I don't have a date, but it's printed in Yerudei Chelik Beis. It's Simin Mem Beis. Apparently, what happened was there were a group of Yidden, they would ship meat overseas. And in order to meet certain cargo and weight requirements, it wasn't working for them if they weren't going to do nikur on the hindquarters and include that in the meat that they were shipping. And they asked Ramosha if this is something that's okay. So Ramosha said like this: Ubedavar kishiyesh tsoirich lenakir basa chelak achirayim v'yesh menakir mumcha sheyesh like sav kabbalah al zeh meirav muvik enei roya shum iser. The afterlay nagu b'mkomei tseinu hatabachem lenakir chelak achirayim. Even though the minig is not to do it, my nimtza shu minig she nagu leiz a chumra. It's not because of a chumrah. Rak mishum shatabachem lo yrotu letapel b'zebedayrus achroinim shatircha meruba. It's a very big deal. Lo yehayu lem tzoyrich ki hayu matzui akim lo yikhei basar ahu. They had people to sell it to anyways. V'm hoye eze tabach asha yesh lo kabolo lenikur roitze lenakir chilek achirayim barush lo yehayu lanu rishus limchais biyadoi. V'lo chen kivin shakoysif shi yesh lem tzoyrich godol lenakir chilek achirayim mishvil elu shemesapim basar lanyois shabaloi chilek achirayim ein la masach basar shetzuricham avuram im yesh ba That's what he says. It's 100% okay. Then he adds, this is classic Ramosha. Apparently, the Shoyl told him that there are a lot of people that they want a good tenderloin. So what do they do? What they've been doing is they've been eating non-kosher meat. So he said that now, if we're going to be able to sell them kosher, I think we're actually going to be able to be matzel people from eating the velas. It says Rav Moshe, this is the classic part, even though we don't have to go ahead and make takanas for a sham, someone who's willing to eat the velas and treifas, because of a shtickle taiva, they're over, and we don't have to walk mishum. What about the children? But he says that's only the Rav Chida Milsa. Incidentally, I've seen anecdotally that Rav Moshe claimed that before the war he lived in Luban. He said they used to do nikur, and he used to even tell his family he remembers when they used to eat the hindquarters of the meat. But regardless, it's not something that's practically us. That's
be'etzem maser. It's not even a chumrah. It's just something that sort of came about, something that evolved because of practical reasons, but if for whatever reason people think it's practical, you have tshuvas from Gedoyli HaPoisek, Rav Chaim Moiser, who was the Poisek Hador right before World War II, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, of course, was the Poisek Hador in America, where he said, clearly, no tzad in the world that really it should be also. Either Chumrah, it's not even Hilchas Nadarim thing. It was never taken upon Klal Yisrael as a Chumrah Balmi. Either way, there are people that do it. So you could be, I think, right, they're right. A lot of Svadisha Kehilas do it. So there's definitely people you can get shimush from. Either way, we're going to leave some raid on the table, but it got late early. So either way, Zok the Mishnah Vaiter. Yerech Shen Espash, Shabal Gidan. So we're just going to read the Mishnah, and Metzshem will pick it up tomorrow. Yerech Shen Espash, Shabal Gidan Asha. So now that we're a little bit familiar with the Gidan Asha, we have some context. The context is that in the Yerech, in the hindquarters, there's a Gid that you're not allowed to eat. It's the third mitzvah in the Torah. Says the Mishnah, Yerech Shen Espash Shabal Gidan Asha. What if somebody took the Yerech with the Gid inside it and he cooked it? He boiled up water and now he cooked it. The Gid is also, the Yerech is technically mutter. So could I now not eat the Yerech because it was cooked together with the Gid? Im Yesh Bav Neisim Tam, if the proportion, the ratio of Gid to Yerech is such that the Yerech was able to be Neisim Tam, the Gid was able to be nois in tam into the Yerech, harezu asur, the loch is its asa. If, however, the ratio is such that the Gid was not able to be nois in tam into the Yerech, in that case, it's going to be mota. Ketzad misharin, how do you do the math? It says, the Mishnah kibasar belefes. This is a very big chiddush. Rashi says, Rayin, we look at the Gid as if it's basar. We look at the Yerech as if it's lefes, turnips. We make believe, it's not what it is. This is a Gid and this is a Yerech. It's not the Basar and Lefes. But we make believe it is, and we ask ourselves, if you had this much Basar and this much Lefes, would it be nois in tam? If the answer is yes, then we look at it as if it's being nois in tam. If not, not. Why would this be the methodologies of Rashi? There's no reason. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. U'gemiri de'bahachi misharinon. And Afal Pi says, Rashi, Shilu hayu kruvay kaflut. Let's use a different vegetable in lieu of the Yerech. Hayu tzarech baksa yaisa. It could be you would change the numbers. It doesn't matter. We know Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And included in Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is this halacha right here. That the way we're Meshayer Yerech Shen Espashel Bo Gid Hanasha is we make believe that the Gid is Basar. We make believe that the Yerech is Lefes. And that's the way we do it. Zok the Mishnah, another halacha, Gid Hanasha, Shen Espashel, another Gidim. What happens if you cook the Gid Hanasha together with other Gidim? Bizman Shem Akiroi, if you recognize which one is the Gid Hanasha, then you remove the Gid Hanasha, and as it relates to everything that's left in the pot, benois in tam. If there was enough Gid Hanasha to be benois in tam, it's a problem. If not, not. Vim lav, unless you can't recognize which one is the Gid Hanasha, that's easy. Kulan asurim, then all the Gidin are going to be asur. Varoitiv, the roitiv is the liquid, the soup, the water that now has the tam of the Gidim inside of it. What about the roitiv? How do you know if the roitiv is mutter asur? So that's always going to be benois in tam. Again, you have to do the math. You have to see whether it's nois in tam or not nois in tam. That's how you're going to figure it. Same chatikah shana veilo. Same vishu for chatikah shana veilo. V'chein chatikah l'dak tameh. Or you had non-kosher fish. And it's pashum chatikah is you cooked it with kosher meat or with kosher fish. If you know which is the kosher, which is the non-kosher, then you just remove the non-kosher. And as it relates to everything remaining in the pot, all the kosher, but nois in tam. You have to see if it was nois in tam or not. V'im lav. And if you don't know which is which, kulan asura, it's all going to be aser. Not if shach as it relates to the right of a nois in tam, there it's always going to be dependent on nois in tam. How do you decide nois in tam? That's of course going to be the next stuff. The Mishnah talked about Yerech Shen is bashel ba Gid Hanasha. What if it was only roasted together? It wasn't actually cooked. That's also going to be the next stuff. If you remember from last time, wasn't there something called Kdei Klipa, Kdei Netila? How come the Mishnah didn't mention anything about Kdei Klipa and Kdei Netila? The Gemara is going to talk about that as well. Either way, this is, for a lot of people, Chulin Daf Beis. But this is really the next part of Masechtas Chulin, the sugyas of Taruvos, which are going to merge into Perek Kol HaBasar, the next Perek, which are the halachas of Basar v'Cholov, some of the most geshmaka dafen and shas, very much halacha l'maisa. We'll pick this up in Etz Hashem tomorrow.